The EU's foreign policy chief has underlined opposition to Donald Trump's controversial travel bans, saying no one should be deprived of their fundamental rights.
The US Department of State has clarified yesterday that the citizens of the European Union will not be affected by the ban, even if they hold dual citizenship in one of the seven countries listed in the executive order. We welcome this clarification, but let me be absolutely clear, this does not change our overall assessment about the executive order.
One top EU official said Trump is part of a multi-pronged attempt to undermine the bloc.
We have the autocrat Putin who wants to divide Europe. We have President Trump who have a populist nationalist view and want to disintegrate us. We have the threat of the radical Islamist in the south, and we have our bunch of people here who want to destroy inside the European Union. We can do one thing, that is unite us, fight back as the European Union.
Nigel Farage was heckled in Brussels as he defended Trump over halting refugee admissions and temporarily barring people from seven Muslim-majority countries.
With all the anti-Trump rhetoric that is coming from everywhere, actually what we're hearing is the true nature of the European project, which is genuine anti-Americanism.
And amid the claims of discrimination, the EU itself is currently working to curb the flow of migrants and refugees to its soil, with some members already having put up fences.